fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 18th of April. In preparation of the day, it's a question. I got a follow-up on this. It's a question. Do you have your night vision? Do you? Now is the time to get your night vision. Even entry level is better than no night vision at all. Entry level would be the $300 to $400 range or so. If you are waiting to save up $1,000 or $2,000, don't wait. Get it now. You can always upgrade later. You'd be very glad you did. There's no substitute for night vision. There really isn't. That's your prepper tip of the day. Also, a follow-up. It's not a prepper tip, but I want to encourage people to engage in a nationwide boycott on Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods announced yesterday that they're going to be destroying all the AR-15 rifles in their inventory. So I think they deserve to be boycotted, and I hope you do. Okay, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 2 decades ago to become quite knowledgeable of the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. He has an excellent website. He's a published author, by the way. His books are available at Amazon.com, and his website is jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Can you hear me, John?
I can now. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, good. Yeah, I just did a paper for the Center for Security Policy on related to, in a way, the Syria business. It's about how the Russians are behind pushing refugees into Europe, pushing the Muslim refugees. And, you know, these gas attacks that Syria does, people don't realize those gas attacks are meant to push people out of their homes, out of the region, because when you have gas attacks, people flee. Even if you only kill a few dozen or a few hundred people, thousands, tens of thousands can pick up and leave.
That's right.
That's part of what they're doing. Yeah.
There seems to have been some gas released, but President Assad has done the right thing. He's called in a international group that's known to be, as far as I can tell, impartial, to test and verify two things. First of all, was there actually a gas attack? And second, establish who might be responsible for that. Assad is very near finishing up and ending this war. Why he would intentionally use poison gas, which is would make him a pariah internationally, when he's almost won, that stretches credibility to the breaking point, Jeff. I personally don't believe that he did that. That it was another entity. I can't say who because I don't have evidence. But I really doubt that President Assad actually used gas himself. And of course, the proper venue, if he did use gas, would be the International Court in The Hague establish evidence and prosecute if poison gas was used. So we the United States, we're not the national police force, international police force. We have no mandate legally to do what we did. We just took it upon ourselves, didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I don't think the bombing is going to work. I do think that the Russians and or the Syrians were behind the gas attack. I don't know exactly what the evidence is. I've talked to people who've seen it. But Russians and the Syrians wouldn't allow the inspectors in immediately after. And the gas dissipates. It's very hard to find evidence of it because this kind of gas does dissipate. So the question is why the Russians and Syrians didn't allow the original teams to go in. But no, the attack on Syria is irresponsible. Well, first of all, John, you remember the Vietnam War. Did all that bombing work? We bombed the North Vietnamese more than we bombed the Syrians by factors of tens of thousands. I mean, did it stop the communists in Vietnam? No. Bombing does not stop your enemies.
They figured out workarounds. You may or may not have ever heard this, Jeff, but I'm going to relate the following to you. We had devices that could be dropped from airplanes that when they hit the ground, they would stick in the ground and appear to be a green leafy plant to a casual observation. And when, in fact, some of these devices could detect human urine and then transmit a signal back to Thailand, where the college-educated pilots would climb aboard their multi-million-dollar B-52 bombers and then bomb that specific spot where the human urine was being detected. They also had what appeared to be green leafy plants that could detect human footfalls and send that same message back to Thailand for the same thing to happen. B-52s would attack those human footfalls. So the countermeasure by the barefoot illiterate peasants was to hang buckets of human urine in the trees in the jungle, and U.S. Air Force would have the B-52s with their college-educated pilots fly from Thailand to bomb the buckets full of human urine in the jungle. And then the Viet Cong would also walk amongst water buffalo. So the sensors that could detect human footfalls would detect the water buffalo footfalls, and there would be no bombing. So... And we find this all the time, Jeff, where there is a inexpensive, simple countermeasure to the gee whiz Star Wars technology. Currently, we have in Afghanistan, we have the Taliban using $10 space blankets to counter the $500,000 thermal imaging technology that we have to find the Taliban out there. Always a cheap countermeasure, Jeff.
Yeah, they it is, and of course, you're bombing, I mean, what was it? We bombed a milk factory here the previous time we bombed. The thing is our intelligence is often baffled by these people. But the thing is that Syria is a sovereign state, and if we bomb an ally of Russia, Russia then has the right to attack one of our allies. Do we want to open ourselves to that? War ultimately is a political act, and by bombing Russia, I think the Russians want us to bomb Syria. By bombing Syria, we play the Russians' game, because Russia is depicting the United States as an aggressive, imperialist power. And if we bomb Syria, they say to their people, look, Syria never attacked the United States. Syria hasn't attacked NATO. Look at what the imperialist, aggressive Americans are doing. And the Russian public nods its head and goes, yeah, that has to be right, because Syria hasn't attacked the United States. So this is politically bad. It's feeding the Russian propaganda. It's feeding the Chinese propaganda. And again, the real danger is that the Russian people and the Chinese people become our enemy, which is what their governments want them to do. And so why do we do this? To destroy a lab, a supposedly important chemical weapons lab in Syria? There are so many chemical weapons labs in Russia, in Syria, in those countries. We can't destroy them all. They'll just open a new building and start another one.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's many, many common industrial chemicals that can also be used as weapons of war. Very common, easily available.
Yeah, we're
this is not well known or well understood, is it?
No, in a gas like chlorine gas or sarin gas, they're not that difficult to make. So
junior high school laboratory can do this. It's not complex at all.
So yeah, for the Russians, this is nothing. And of course, what are the Russians doing now? It's very interesting that the Russians didn't launch an attack so far, though they say one is still coming. They are moving military equipment into Syria, so this is a much bigger move. And by the way, one reason why the Russians might have done the gas attack and not the Syrians is because now the Syrians are more in the hands of the Russians than ever. I mean, this really, if Russia wanted Syria to be a colony of Russia, if the Russians wanted Syria to be completely helpless to them, you know, and having to do whatever they say, this is how you do it. We bomb Syria, and Russia owns Syria even more than ever before. Russia sends more troops, more equipment. The Syrian regime becomes completely dependent on Russia. I mean, this is a win-win for Russia. So the Russians probably thought they wanted to retaliate, and then they thought, no, we want the Americans to do it more. You know, so you have to think strategically about these things, and you have to realize that the other side always has some kind of play they can use, and you don't want to help them in that play.
No, you don't. You don't, and we're in that regard. We're doing it wrong, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah. The bombing. I mean, when has the bombing worked for us? When have we? You have to have boots on the ground. And look, are we going to spend another $7 trillion in the Middle East to invade Syria? You know, we can't afford it. It didn't. You know, we're handing Iraq over to Iran right now. So why would we spend all that money just to hand the country back over to Russia, you know, which is what we do typically?
Right.
No, we shouldn't do it.
Absolutely not. We shouldn't. But that seems to be the direction it's headed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I'm disappointed, because I was hoping that this president would keep us out of these little wars that have cost us so much money and have degraded the readiness of the armed forces, and have, of course, are politically used against us, both domestically by the left and by the Russians overseas. You know, the European right has been, you know, when Trump was elected, the European right was in favor of Trump. And here Putin and the Russians have been trying to get the European right to be on their side. And they were succeeding until Trump came along and won this election. And then Trump was the new hero of the European right. And the Russians didn't know what to do. And here Trump was promising not to bomb Syria. And now that he's bombed Syria, the European right feels alienated by Trump. Now, that's a big political thing in Europe, because the European right is getting stronger and they're winning more and more elections. And they're going to be the future of Europe. And that's another consideration with this bombing in Syria, is that, look, Hillary Clinton's whole project as a Russian secret Russian friend was to drive the European right into the arms of Russia by calling them Nazis, by calling them deplorables, like she called a lot of us American people. So this attack on Syria has this political effect as well.
It does. It does. And looking at the big picture is something that it really can't be ignored. Right, Jeff?
No, you have to think strategically about these things. My friends in Washington who are in favor of the bombing, they're very intelligent people. They mean well. But I just want to ask them, since when has bombing that we have done without an invasion on the ground changed anything? The regime's in place. They're going to do more chemical attacks if they were doing them to begin with, or whoever was, and that there are certain purposes served by having us bomb them, that they get something out of that, and that they have to think that the Syrians and Russians all along have been willing to bear the cost of any bombing, because they can get things out of it that are just as good or better. And that what we lose is all kinds of credibility with people, especially when the president has said he wasn't going to do it. And when it is not in our national interest, we don't have any vital interest in Syria. The people fighting the Assad regime in Syria aren't really any better than the Syrians. If there was a jihadi state in Syria, it would probably be more anti-American than Assad is. So how does America benefit?
Well, it's a lot. It's a mystery to me. And I've been saying all along, Jeff, we have no vital U.S. national security interests in Syria. We simply don't.
Yeah. That's a key point. I mean, and then there's the point of international law. I mean, yeah, if there was a gas attack, they violated the protocol on chemical weapons. But there is this issue of sovereignty, which I think is a greater issue in many ways. I mean, the Russians have broken every treaty that we have ever signed with them. Do we bomb them? No, we don't bomb them because they have nuclear weapons. Well, that's really what sovereignty is. Why bomb their ally, who is backed by Russia and China, who maybe it's in their interest to have a limited war with us and sink an aircraft carrier? Is it worth losing an aircraft carrier? You know, and what, 3,000 sailors or whatever the number on a carrier is? Is it worth losing that to bomb a chemical factory in Syria? I mean, as a strategic object, we are, you know, if the Russians attacked our fleet, which they said they would, what is our response? Are we prepared for war with Russia or an exchange of shots with Russia? And if we sink a Russian submarine and they sink a carrier, is that a fair trade? And what is the political fallout from that in the United States?
Good questions, Jeff. Call the number 800-313-9443.
Hi. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th of April. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Link to my links page also. Jeff, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Pat. Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Just as a, I guess to play the devil's advocate here, because I don't hear too many people doing that these days. Pardon?
Go ahead.
George Bush, Jr., W., I think he's going to be exonerated because everyone says we shouldn't have done anything in Iraq because they never had it. Of mass destruction. Well, he was carrying them around in semi-tractor trailer trucks and putting them together and making things. And he made chemicals and he made the gases. And according to...
Pat, he didn't have to make anything. We shipped the chemical weapons to him from the United States, military grade, from the U.S. government to Saddam Hussein. He didn't have to make anything. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, my question then is, because I'm just, I'm another armchair warrior, right? What do I know?
Well, we do appreciate you.
Oh, really? So you don't want any women thinking?
Say again?
Oh, I thought you'd hung up.
No, you're still there.
Okay, well, why wouldn't they let the weapons experts in? Do you have an answer to that? I mean, the gas experts or the chemical people to examine those areas.
There was a former American Marine major who had full run of the country looking for weapons of mass destruction, and he reported back he never could find any, despite being able to go anywhere within the country with a full consent of Saddam Hussein. There were no weapons of mass destruction other than what we brought there. And if you read the joint congressional resolution giving Bush authority to go there, clearly the main thing they were concerned about was nuclear weapons, not chemical weapons. That's what was the concern, and of course they did not exist. And we went to war because of a big zero. And we even had the Secretary of State, General Powell, humiliate himself in front of the entire planet using evidence that was fabricated to demonstrate the existence of a nuclear weapons program that didn't exist. So that entire war was based on fabricated evidence.
Colin Powell?
General Powell, yes.
Colin Powell.
Right.
Have you kept up with him lately?
No, I imagine he's still writing books and doing speaking engagements. I really don't know what he's up to.
Well, I wouldn't believe him. And if you think about it, Jeff asked the question. He said, have you ever seen bombing doing good? Well, don't we think that Schwarzkopf did good? He had that shock and awe. And the sound of the bombing never quit. In fact, it's probably nerve damage that a lot of our veterans had. They should have some real good shooting gear, when you shoot guns.
Okay. Pat, we do appreciate your call. We need to move on. Jeff, you got any follow-up before we move on to our next caller?
Well, I know that... the Russians came into Iraq before the Iraq war, and they removed the chemical weapons, and they moved some of them to Syria. So, and to the Bekaa Valley. So it's a complicated issue, the chemical weapons issue. Countries that are allied with Russia, they do have weapons of mass destruction. They have biological and chemical weapons typically. Sometimes in the case of North Korea, they have nuclear weapons, but I think the proper way to regard these countries is as extensions of Russia and or China, and to make Russia and China responsible for their use of these weapons. The problem is that Russia and China being enemies, first of all, we treat them as partners. We enable them. We help them. And we make our own problems because we don't handle the Russia and China problem correctly. That's why we have had in Iraq, in a Syria, in a North Korea problem. So that's really what it all comes from.
All right. Our next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, JR. Mr. Nyquist, I'm beginning to wonder if you realize where the sensibilities and sympathies of the vast majority of the listeners to this network lie. Because you certainly aren't preaching to the choir, that's for sure. The Russians are in Syria at the invitation and behest of the Assad government, which is the government recognized by the United Nations and international law as the legitimate government of that country. They are there at invitation. We are there as invading interlopers, no UN mandate, no international mandate of any kind, and one cannot reserve a right that one does not have. And we take the attitude that says we reserve the right to go anywhere in the world we want with our foreign Roman, our Roman legions and invade, retrofight.
Glenn, we're on a break.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. You can spend a lot of time at my website at thelibertyman.com. Find things that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, and so forth right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Including my home business, the Energy Cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to a little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, and they go out priority mail. Everything's in stock, ready for shipment. If you have arthritis pain, you need Energy Cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, you need Energy Cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, they offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I have, a 90-day money-back guarantee. So be sure and check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. And you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And you can send me a check or a money order. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His website's jrnyquist.com. Glenn, are you still there, sir?
You're still here.
Okay. Well, let's wrap up your comments so we can get to our next caller, please.
Okay, well, interesting here. Mr. Nyquist seems, to say that they're viewing these countries as extensions of Russia and China, I mean, that's pretty extreme. They're somber nations. They may have, you know, diplomatic connections or alliances or something, but to characterize them as mere pawns of Russia and China, and I personally don't think we should be in Syria at all, because we don't, you know, we're rampaging around the world saying that we're going to go anywhere we please, you know, if we feel that we need to fight terrorism there. So, I mean, and this is tantamount to just saying we're the Roman Empire and we're going to put our legions wherever we want, and it's to hell with international law or the UN.
Well, that has been the attitude and has been for decades. Glenn, thank you for your call. We'll get a response from Jeff. Any response there, Jeff?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a problem. You know, America is the world's policeman is a problem. You know, as far as him, debating whether Syria, Iran, or North Korea are extensions of China and or Russia, no, they absolutely are. All their military equipment, all their advisors, the Syrian army is run by Russians, and just like the North Korean army is full of Russian advisors, these countries would not be military powers at all if it wasn't for Russia. You know that in Syria, they've gone over, you know what the primary foreign language taught in Syria is? Russian. I mean, Syria is a virtual colony of Russia. North Korea was created by the Soviet army as a country. Kim Il-sung was a Soviet military officer who was made by Stalin, dictator of North Korea. I mean, if you don't call that being an extension of Russia, I don't know what would be an extension of Russia, if that isn't it. Iran, the top leaders of Iran were all educated at Moscow State University. Most of them are probably KGB agents. So, you know, if you had a country that's leadership was CIA agents, you'd say it was an extension of the United States. Why can't you say it's an extension of Russia? I don't understand. Now, that being said, the way the international game is played, yes, you're right. I don't think we should be bombing Russia's allies, because what if there was a civil disturbance in Germany? Would Russia then have the right to bomb Germany? And you know, this is the road to, you don't want a nuclear war. And right now, Russia and China are superior to us in nuclear weapons. We have not built a new nuclear weapon in 26 to 28 years. Our nuclear weapons are way past their shelf life, and we're going to challenge them head to head? No, that's much too dangerous right now. You don't do that. And especially when there's no national interest, real national interest, as John has pointed out, for us there. You know, you don't want to make a Cuban Missile Crisis type situation when there's no real strategic reason for it, right?
So absolutely.
I'm just, you know, applying common sense to it. That's all.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Our next caller is Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Nyquist. It's nice to hear you on the radio. I've been reading you for a number of years now, and thank you for coming on. I was in the Navy on a man of war, heavily armed, and I was able in the control room where I stood my watch to listen to some of the men who I think were the some of the smartest people I had ever heard in my life, including our captain. And one thing I know, and this is, I guess, what I'm saying, is that this situation we're in now, which, of course, we recognize as students of military history, this will ramp up if and when we lose a naval man of war. If we have a ship go down, then we're going to be, in my opinion, right on the brink. So people better be ready for something like that, because that's, in my mind, that's condition red right there. And that's all I needed to say.
Oh, yeah, right, that's yeah, very serious. You're right.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Jim.
Okay, thank you for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. There's a lot of chatter on the alternative media, Jeff, about being at the cusp of World War III right now. I'm sure you're aware of some of this. Do you have any response, sir?
Yes. I mean, it's one of the things that bothers me about this whole Syria thing is that it's been talked about ever since Obama drew his supposed red line, you know, what was it, 5 years ago, 4 years ago? And this became a major issue. At the time, it was very hard for me to figure out what in the heck is he doing. This is a guy that's always helped Russia. And I had to think, is he helping Russia somehow again? The Russians seem to want a conflict. If you follow the Russian and Chinese military, you have Chinese generals saying, well, maybe now is a good time for World War III. And you have the Russian and Chinese domestic propaganda has been preparing for 4 years their people for war with the United States. They've been orienting their public. And the Syria is a showcase, is a showcase for why America is bad. And I'm very concerned that they're fishing for us to do something aggressive where they can justify a response to their own people, and that they can use their momentary supremacy, nuclear and conventional advantages,
and moral,
to really damage our position strategically. And if they do that, they can hurt us economically. They can cause our allies to become so frightened that they leave the alliances with us. So the isolation of the United States is a very key strategy for both Russia and China. And we may be walking into a trap here. That's one of my concerns.
Well, I think that's plausible, and we need to be aware of that. And hopefully our national leaders will become aware of this and not fall into this trap, Jeff.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yep, it would be disastrous. And, of course, this all goes back to the grand plan of getting us to disarm through the apparent collapse of international communism, which was a contrived event, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, of course, you isolate the people that are actually defending the West against the Soviet bloc when you do that.
That's right. That's right. Well, this all comes back to our personal preparedness. We don't have any impact on geopolitical matters at the national, international level. What we can do is prepare our families to be safe during these matters, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, have extra food and water is the number one thing. If the country is paralyzed at the beginning of a war, before the war measures can be taken effect, you can have a period where your water and your food is interrupted, depending on where you are. And so you need to be prepared. You know, we live in we think the supermarket's going to be open all the time, but we've never had a world war, you know, under the conditions of having this modern super consumer society. We don't really understand what can happen. Our supply chain, our food supply chain, isn't what it used to be. And you can have the interruption of your food supply. You can have and with an EMP, you can have the water and the electricity turned off. You know, you turn on your tap and nothing comes out. What are you going to do? Do you have water in the house? It's important.
It is. It's incredibly important and literally a matter of life and death. You know, we had our Grid X exercises, Jeff, to determine the strength of the power grid and what to do if it was attacked. And we invited Russian and Chinese observers during the Grid X power exercise. How stupid is that?
That's really stupid, because they're the ones that are most interested in whether or not we can cope with such an attack, because they are preparing to make such an attack against us. So, yeah, I mean, look, treating Russia and China as partners, thinking that there's some kind of goodwill between us, I don't even think we should have an embassy with Russia and China. You know, we certainly shouldn't have traded with China. We've built China into a global power that's going to come after us. I mean, how dumb
that? That's right. Incredibly stupid, but that's where we are. And you and I can't change it. All we can do is get our families ready to deal with it, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It won't be easy,
right.
But getting prepared now is better to be a year too early than a year too late, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And going back to your point about the grand strategy, you know, Anatoly Golitsyn, we've talked about the Soviet defector, KGB defector Golitsyn. He said in his 1984 book, where he predicted the collapse of communism, he predicted the whole thing, and he said it was all arranged by the KGB and the Communist Party, Soviet Union. He said they were planning to go underground to isolate the anti-communists in the West, to make it possible for Russia to rearm with all the technology that they would have access to, with full trading rights with us, and that then they would turn the tables. And he had a word for this. He called it one clenched fist. One clenched fist is when the Chinese and Russians come out together opposing the United States and NATO directly, and they have such a preponderance of force, and they're able to intimidate us to such an extent that they're able to remake the world order in their, you know, image. And that's when you're going to see the Communist Party in Russia take power again. You're going to see the reconstitution of the Soviet Union in more open terms. This is all that lies ahead of us. And Golitsyn was the man who outlined it and warned us. And people did not take that warning to heart.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't half a century ago. They don't now. It's basically pushed to the dustbin of history, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the great travesties. We listen to the propaganda of our own enemy, and you have to be discerning. You have to think whenever you hear something that you don't know if it's true. You have to say, does this help my enemy, or does it help me? Is it hiding something the enemy is doing? Is it confusing me? Is it diverting me from what I should be thinking? That is all part of Russian and Chinese disinformation, and we have to be careful because that disinformation is not only coming from the left and the mainstream media, it's coming over the internet as well.
That's right. That's right. Well, people need to exercise discernment. They need to do their homework. Reading New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn would be very helpful, in my opinion. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, people should read it. I mean, the concepts are very difficult, but they're very rewarding. If you can read that book and study that book. That book is very important for understanding how the Russians operate, how the Chinese operate. You know, the former deputy, actually he's a former defense minister of Poland, had Golitsyn translated into Polish and wrote an introduction to it and said, this is how we can defeat our enemy Russia. And, of course, the Russian agents within the Polish system, they got power. They got him out of his job, and they dumped all the books, all the translated copies, although copies of it exist on the Internet still. So it's really important for people to realize that the Russians have agent networks everywhere. They have defamed Golitsyn. They defamed Angleton, who is the famous CIA counterintelligence chief who supported Golitsyn within the CIA, and that they to make their names mud has been, you know, priority number one, so that nobody in the mainstream media will talk about those people except to sneer at them. And it's important that we at least be the champions of these truth tellers who suffered the fate of the same fate that Joseph McCarthy suffered in the 50s.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope people will read Golitsyn's book. It's not a quick read, but it's a reasonably short read, maybe 300 or 400 pages, and incorporate this knowledge into their very being, and then take action. Take action in the form of being prepared to deal with what's almost inevitable. Almost inevitable. That will be the fulfillment of the one-century-old goal of international communism to defeat the United States militarily, economically, politically, and culturally, all of which has been going on incrementally for decades, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Like you say, a whole century. I mean, it's amazing. The U.S. government conducted raids of communist camps in the 1920s and found barrels filled with documents training how to take over churches and schools and local governments in the United States. Very real.
Absolutely.
Thing.
Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday night.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th of April, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. I encourage you to go there, read his articles. I encourage you to get copies of his book and books, plural, and read his books and become a fan of Jeff Nyquist like I have been for many years. Jeff, we've got about 3 minutes left here, sir. What information do you want to get out in these last 3 minutes?
Oh, wow, what information in 3 minutes. Well, we had the good discussion about Gallitzin. I think that it's important for people to realize that everything that happens in the world is connected to the great powers, that that the small powers are really dependent on the great powers, and that they fall into alignment with the strategies of the great powers. And one of the problems is the United States does not really have a strategy. And you can see that with this bombing in Syria. What is the strategy? How are we getting something out of the bombing? We are doing it for children that are being gassed. Well, okay, let's say a few dozen children are gassed in an attack. They're dropping barrel bombs, killing a lot more children than that. There were, you know, Saddam Hussein was doing gas attacks on his own people. We didn't bomb him when he did that. We bombed him later after he invaded Kuwait. But there is a kind of double standard and an inconsistency, because our government is full of people on the left. And they're full of people who don't like America, who are undermining the United States. And that I believe that's where this is coming from. The confusion within our own system comes from the infiltration, the long-standing infiltration of the United States by Marxism, by communism, now by the neo-communism, this with all of its political correctness, with all of its bizarre, you know, how many different, you know, sexes are there now? There's not just male and female now. You see, everything is to disorient us, to confuse us, to break down our system, to break down our military power, to break down our political powers of resistance, to destroy our traditions, and to basically effectively make this global socialist commonwealth where Russia and China are dominant. And this would be the greatest catastrophe in mankind's whole history. We have a civilization here. We have a Christian tradition. We have our own people here that we have to protect. And we're not doing it because we're confused. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we're supposed to defend. And they've gotten control of our schools. And we have not combated it because we haven't acknowledged what it is that we're confronting. Because the communists have said, oh, we don't exist. Every communist in the world has told us that, oh, there is no communism. You know, I'm not a communist, Obama says. I'm not a communist, says Vladimir Putin. You know, we say, oh, the Chinese are really capitalists. They're not communists. No, it's not true. They use capitalism, but they are communists.
That's right. And Jeff, and thanks, sir. I look forward to having you back next week. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, John, so much.
That's it for the day. American supplies, energy, plenty of essential oils. Now while you can, we find the ammunition. Never ever get the stone. Please have fun, safe, structure today. God bless America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.